before we get too far out of the Knoxville days, I wanted to ask you some things about your musical background that intrigued me. In reading Elizabeth's book, she wrote that you learned a lot of fiddling from your father. And I wonder if you could tell us anything more about that. Did he play in a particular style, or any particular numbers he played that you remember?
Well, Papa was strictly a country fiddler, but he had learned to read some music too. My father was a pretty well-educated man, and he'd also learned to read some music, and he'd take his fiddle and follow music close, but not fast, but follow it up to correct it. And
so he had sheet music all around the house?
Well, I picked up my music from him and my uncle, his brother. They both played fiddle. And I learned, that's the basic training that I got with my father and uncle.
And did you learn just by watching them, or did they?
Just listening to them. Fiddle music back then was not written. Whether it's written properly today, I wouldn't know. But you learn the tune in your head. You hear it, it's by ear. And if you know the tune, you stand a chance of playing it on a fiddle, if you know the neck of the fiddle. But if you don't know it, you can't play it. And my father would say to me a lot of times, Roy, you're trying to play something you don't know, son. You got to learn it, whistle it, hum it, do it correctly, or there you cannot learn to play the fiddle by, you can't play Turkey in the Straw if you can't whistle Turkey in the Straw, turkey in the straw or hum it.
You also mentioned in things that I've read that you learned from commercial records that were out at that time.
That was after I had finished high school and had a sunstroke and was trying to prepare myself for some professional baseball, and I got knocked out with a sunstroke. And Papa would bring in the records while I was recuperating. It took about 2 years I was recuperating from a sunstroke.
And so do you remember any specific fiddlers that you would listen to on those records?
Oh, I would listen to fiddling John Carson and Uncle Em Stewart and those people way back yonder that Papa brought their records in for me to listen to. Tate McMinchin and George Wildcats and different ones that were recording. My father would buy the records and bring them in, and I would learn them off of the old popular machine. Pretty hard to learn, too, because if a machine ain't set correctly, you don't get your key properly. You know, the faster that turntable turns, the higher up the pitch goes. And if you wind it, it wasn't right. You'd have to have a hard time of finding what key you was playing in. And it's particular, it's for a country boy, it's, you must know your key.